Kathmandu Airport, last week. Bishnu Bahadur returns to his family in a coffin from Qatar. The 111th dead migrant worker this year. The figures remain alarmingly high and have not improved in recent years. The Nepalese government informed us that 1,426 migrant workers have died in Qatar in the last 10 years. 522, more than a third of the workers, from sudden cardiac arrest. How many of the deaths are related to the World Cup is unknown.
Absolutely shocking numbers there. It's a new documentary. It's investigating alleged exploitation of migrant construction workers in Qatar ahead of the 2022 World Cup. It's called Trapped in Qatar. It's produced by the German broadcaster WDR. Benjamin Best is a journalist, filmmaker and author. One of the people involved in that documentary joins us from Berlin. Benjamin, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Those numbers are truly remarkable. More than 100 workers dead in a single year. That's extraordinary.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the figures really remain alarmingly high and have not improved in recent years.
The workers, Nepalese, what's the story of that connection between Qatar and Nepalese workers?
Well, there are around 400,000 Nepalese migrant workers in Qatar right now, working on different construction sites for the World Cup, but also for the infrastructure, for hotels, for streets. So this is a very large population of migrant workers in the country.
You had to go undercover in Qatar to report amongst these people. Was that a risky undertaking?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there have been reports in recent years that journalists got arrested when they went undercover, when they went into these labor camps, when they talked to migrant workers. You really have to ask the Qatari government, or you have to inform them that you want to come and that you want to inspect construction sites or want to talk to workers. So from our side, or from my side, yes, this was a risk, and we were really prepared to get arrested.
Has there been any official reaction to the documentary?
Well, of course, in our lead up to the broadcast on German television, we confronted FIFA, we confronted the Qatari Labor Ministry, we also talked to the organizing committee. So FIFA and the organizing committee, they answered. The Qatari Ministry of Labor today did not answer our questions.
Now, you did speak to migrant workers about their complaints, and these are numerous: lack of salary, squalid conditions and accommodation, confiscated passports. Let's hear some of the words from one of them.
Together, we are 125 workers who are stuck here. We're prisoners. Every day, we eat bread and drink water. Without money, we can't afford anything else. Month after month, our situation is getting worse. I can't do it anymore. I just want to go home. We can't even call our families in Nepal. If only the company would just pay us the money we deserve.
Benjamin Best is a journalist, one of the filmmakers behind that documentary, Trapped in Qatar. Benjamin, what are the circumstances that those workers imagine they are going into in Qatar?
Well, first of all, you know, they go there with big hopes of supporting their family back home. I mean, a lot of young workers leave Nepal and go to different countries, you know, not only Qatar, but to Saudi Arabia, to Malaysia. And they are being told that that a lot of change in recent years. The Qatar government promised to take action against exploitation, so these workers believe that.
And yet, the deaths are extraordinary. What are the circumstances around those deaths? Is it because of the difficulty of the work, the extremity of the climate? What leads to so many people dying, more than 1,400 in a decade?
Yes, I think there are numerous aspects to this high number. First of all, the horrible living conditions. Many of them that I talk to, they hardly have food. Some just eat bread and drink water. Then, of course, the heat. I mean, this extraordinary heat, working outside and then going back into their rooms. Some do have air conditioning And I think all of these factors weigh into this high number of dead people.
What's the impact you hope the film will have? We're heading towards a World Cup in 2022. The constructions, the buildings that will host this World Cup will be created on the suffering of the people that you've spoken with. Do you hope that you can alter that course?
Absolutely. You know, FIFA had to acknowledge for the first time that they are aware of breaches of labor standards concerning World Cup construction sites. You know, in recent years, they said that they have everything under control on those World Cup construction sites, that they have monitoring systems and that these breaches do not occur on stadium construction sites. But now, you know, we have proof and they acknowledged it. So I can just hope that there will, you know, really be some changes.
An important piece of journalism. Benjamin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Benjamin Best is a journalist. He's a filmmaker, author behind the Trapped in Qatar documentary, certainly a test of FIFA's will and of FIFA's capacity to influence the authorities in Qatar. This is Drive here on RN.